Saudi Arabia has sentenced five men to death and others have been given lengthy prison sentences for the murder last year of journalist and Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. A prominent critic of the kingdom, he was murdered and dismembered when he visited the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. But the verdict has been slammed as a show trial, with claims the murder's masterminds remain free, as Julia Holman reports.
The chilling murder made world headlines.
We've been with this gruesome new detail that missing US-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi is no longer alive.
Last year, Jamal Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul and never returned. The prominent critic of the Saudi regime, who had gone into self-imposed asylum in the United States in 2017, was visiting the consulate to get some paperwork for his upcoming marriage. His Turkish fiancée waited outside for hours before it was clear that something was very wrong.
A Turkish official tells CNN that his body was cut into pieces after his death.
More than a year later, Saudi officials say they know who is to blame. At a press conference in Riyadh, Saudi Deputy Public Prosecutor and spokesman Shalan Al-Shalan read out the verdict, sentencing five people to death and three more to lengthy jail terms for Mr. Khashoggi's murder. The prosecutor said investigations showed that the killing wasn't premeditated and occurred at the spur of the moment. But that's in direct contrast to a United Nations-led inquiry, which reported in February this year that the evidence suggested that the murder was a brutal and premeditated killing planned and perpetrated by Saudi officials. Agnes Callamard is a UN Special Rapporteur on extrajudicial executions and conducted the inquiry.
The killing of Mr. Jamal Khashoggi was a state-sponsored killing. It violated the torture convention. It violated the convention on disappearances. How many more violations do we need for the international community to stop excusing Saudi Arabia?
Sarah Lee Whitson is the executive director of the Middle East and North Africa division of Human Rights Watch.
It's very much a show trial, and it's part of the show that the Saudi government has tried and failed to put on since murdering Jamal over a year ago now. Due process has not been delivered either for the victim of this atrocious crime, nor for the defendants who've been charged with the crime. This trial took place in absolute secrecy, with no transparency, no information about the evidence that was reviewed. For God's sakes, they haven't even told us what they did with Jamal's body yet.
There remains intense speculation that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, Mohammed bin Salman, also known as MBS, was involved in the murder and the attempted cover-up. Sarah Lee Whitson says today's verdict is an attempt to absolve him of responsibility.
However, under the most basic precepts of international law, as an effective head of state in Saudi Arabia, the Saudi government remains responsible.
And she says the White House must denounce the verdict and put greater pressure on Saudi Arabia to publicly expose and bring to justice the masterminds of the murder.
There should be actual accountability and actual punishment to the Saudi government for this heinous murder of a journalist, as well as a review of the U.S. government's continued security cooperation with an agency that goes around killing people with no justification.
Sarah Lee Whitson from Human Rights Watch, ending that report from Julia Holman.